The euro surged in early Asian trade following the US-EU trade agreement announced over the weekend, but has since faced consistent selling pressure, eventually triggering stop-loss orders below 117, reflecting a classic buy-the-rumor, sell-the-fact market reaction. The deal imposes 15% tariffs on most EU exports to the US, down from 25% for automobiles, while excluding pharmaceuticals and metals, with semiconductors still under review. The EU committed to buying $750 billion in U.S. energy products over 3 years, investing further in the U.S., opening markets with zero tariffs, and purchasing significant U.S. military equipment. The EU Trade Commissioner noted the deal provides business predictability despite higher tariffs than the previous 4.8% average. German automakers, including Mercedes-Benz, acknowledged some relief but highlighted ongoing costs, while Spain's PM offered lukewarm support. Meanwhile, South Korea is preparing a trade package focusing on shipbuilding cooperation, and U.S.-China tariff talks resume in Stockholm. The U.S. dollar's trajectory may shift with this week's FOMC updates, Q2 GDP, core PCE, inflation, and non-farm payrolls data, while a light data Monday features only the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey. That's all for now.